Well, Steven, first of all, when you get a promotion of sorts going to number two on the depth chart, does that give you a lot of confidence in not only how you feel about yourself, but how the team feels about you and the coaching staff?
Yes and no. I mean, my job is to be the best I can be, and I wasn't playing up to standards, you know, earlier in training camp. So I had some time to really look back and reflect on how I was playing and what I was doing right and wrong, and, you know, hopefully made the adjustments, and I think I did, and I just want to continue to get better, you know, whether that's with the threes, twos, or ones.
How have you stayed even keel throughout not only last preseason and regular season, but so far this year? I mean, you have a pretty steady demeanor.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I think I just want to rely back on my faith and just try to, you know, stay focused on what God's plan is, no matter what that is. And I have a great support system at home, my fiance, my family, and, you know, they're always there for me. So that helps me just come into practice, come into day-to-day, ready to go.
What would you say is your biggest strength as a quarterback? Is it arm strength? Is it playbook knowledge? What would you say is your biggest go-to asset?
I think really just getting the guys around me to play the best that they can play. Yeah, as a quarterback, you need to know the in and outs of every play, and I'm striving to continue to do better at that. I think I can make every throw, but there's obviously times where I want to have throws back, so sometimes that could get you in trouble. But I think the most important thing is just to get guys around you and yourself to have fun and just play the game that we all love.
It's a game week. You're going to prepare a little bit anyways for the Steelers. Does that trickle down to the number twos?
I think it trickles down to the whole team, not just with the ones or the twos. I think that everyone, including, you know, the specialists and the special teams and offense and defense, we're all game planning and just trying to make this as realistic to a game week as possible.
You know, sort of the dog days of camp, so to speak. Yeah. You know, we're in week four. Where are you trying to subtly get better each and every day?
The preseason brought out a couple of things that I need to improve on, specifically my drops in the pocket. You know, I kind of shuffle to side to side here and there a little bit too much. And I'm really focusing on that, especially after practice and during, you know, drills and team reps. So the best thing to do is just focus on one thing at a day and just try to improve that.
Have you noticed yourself becoming more of a leader as well?
I think it's in every quarterback, and I hope it is at least. And I think the most important thing is you have to follow first, you know. And I've done a great job of just studying Andrew and looking at everything that he does right. And I think that's one of the first things you have to do. And then you get more comfortable talking to guys. But it's being respectful. It's being someone that is approachable all the time. And you just want to help more than be a loud guy.
Right.
You know, that doesn't really accomplish much.
Has it been tough to be a leader when you don't always necessarily get as many snaps in practice as you want?
No, I don't think so. I think what's most important is just that you focusing on your job first, you know, taking care of what you need to do. And I think everyone else will see that and, you know, respect you as a hard worker. And I think that's most important.
Looking forward to this weekend?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great opportunity, great test for this team. You know, Steelers are a great team, great defensive coaching staff, and those guys really know how to gang around the tackle and swarm the ball. So it's going to be a great test for us offensively, but, you know, I think we're up for the challenge, and it's going to be a great one.